All right, Courtney.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I want to start this off in like the teachings that I know. I want to, I don't know, I just really want to acknowledge Ms. Nisi and Ms. Paula. I understand and see your frustration, and I just want you to know that you are heard, and I respect your frustration, and you know, it's not easy to do this, so I appreciate all the time and effort that you've put into your work on this board. I'm going to have to absolutely agree 100% with the elders that have come before me in the form of PK and in the form of Akua. PK is absolutely correct that there is a big elephant, and there are several elephants. One of them is not willing to address the role that biases, racism, for I don't know what else to call it, what roles those play in some of the ways that the station has moved. Akua is also correct in everything that she said. And I also agree with her, and I appreciate the work, Dr. Franklin. Can
somebody needs to mute themselves or go into a room by yourself?
Okay, go ahead. Dr. Franklin, I appreciate the work that you've done. I understand.
Go ahead, Courtney.
I understand reaching out to the other Pacifica stations. I understand reaching out to Native One, but because you are new and maybe don't know of some of the same people that you're, or the resources that you think you don't have here in Houston, you absolutely do. And it would take speaking with older people that have been around KPFT, like myself, like Venetia, like Akua, like me. Like PK and like others, Radrich, who keeps unmuting, he's also someone. There are people in the community that have been around for a long periods of time that know and can pick up the phone and call.
Courtney, I'm sorry about this, but they.
I mean, and call programmers who know exactly who they are. As you can see, the disrespect that I'm getting, because apparently it's not meant for me to be heard, but I'm going to keep going. It is imperative that we realize the resources that we have here in Houston, as well as reaching out. And you do have resources. There were Native American shows. One of the longest running shows from since I've been around was a Native American show that's based here in Houston. I also represent Houston Indie Media. I was one of the programmers that was removed, and on Houston Indie Media, we covered extensively Native American issues. We covered Black and Brown unity issues. We covered things that pertain to the community and the people that we are around. So with that being said, I am very happy that the motion passed for you to reach out and call programmers, because it's important. And I know people are extremely hurt. Like when you've done something like the Coopers have for years, and you've put your blood, sweat, and tears at no profit into this, and then you are just removed without any type of notice, that can leave a hurt. And I don't think that an email is going to reach past that hurt. It might take multiple phone calls. It might take multiple messages before people are willing to respond to you. The reason why they're not responding to you is because they feel like it's falling on deaf ears. There, you have made statements indicating things like you just want to put the past behind you and you want to move forward. So that's a lot of people that are affected by that statement and may not feel, after hearing that from you, that you are willing to be open and, you know, try to negotiate and see where they can still fit.
Can you wrap that up in about 30 seconds?
Yes, I can wrap it up. Thank you for this opportunity.
Okay, Sam, I may be saying it wrong, but Sam.
You're all good. Thank you so much. I'm just popping on. I'm happy the motion passed. Awesome. So I'm Sam Oser. I'm a local independent journalist. I have a show on All Real Radio. Just so you guys, whoever doesn't know me, but anyway, I did stuff on indie media and I just don't understand why it left. Indie media met all of the base things of KPFT. KPFT is progressive. KPFT is anti-racist. KPFT is anti-capitalist. You guys say all these things, yet you took away indie media, which upholds all of these things, which I think is a true testament to the white supremacy of this board, which is why I'm over at All Real Radio and not with you guys. But I do really, 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 really hope that at some point there could be real anti-racist work happening with KPFT, because Pacifica is the only public media outlet left in the U.S. that is a threat to the system, and I bet you they are working to undermine it as best as they can. I do encourage everybody to do work and as much community work as you can outside of KPFT. I still pop in with KPFT. I ran for board, obviously. I still care. But I personally had to build outside of it because my work is very anti-racist and anti-imperialist. Please bring indie media back. Like, come on, man. That's all okay. I got.
All right, thank you. Red Rich, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I had my hand up before everybody else, but you skipped over me. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, because I called your name and you didn't answer me, so I moved
on. Even before that, I had my hand up.
Are you yelling at me?
Are you yelling at me? Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, Paul.
Yes, I am. What?
Hello? Are you finished?
I'm not finished. No. First of all, according to indie media, you know, we asked them to be a part of the People's News. They were part of the People's News for a short period of time. And we haven't heard from them. Dr. Franklin, we haven't heard from you since we started doing the People's News. And we've been doing the People's News for over 4 years now.
You're bothered.
Yeah, I'm yelling at you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Cause this is the silliest, board I ever heard.
You better stop yelling at me.
I've been on a lot of boards. Or what?
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Franklin, we haven't heard from you. And we've been on the show. We saw the other shows that's been added to the list that have been, even anti-vaxxers have been added to the playlist on PFT. And that has not been addressed. And nothing's been addressed about the move of the station. And I came in late. I asked the station, we had the station wanted to move. I put in a proposal. We had people that was part of the People's News that had space for the station and would offer it to us, the West Gray Multi-Service Center. Never heard anything back from you guys. We had another person that offered space. You had to pay for it, but it was on the main street. And I have heard nothing from you guys about that either. So can you give me an update on where you guys were trying to move?
Dr. Franklin?
So I can respond?
Yeah, you can. I guess. I don't know. It's her deal. I don't know.
No, it's not my deal.
No.
It is your deal.
There has been, the building has been sold. An offer has been made. It has not been finalized. I said that at the outset of the meeting.
I came late. I'm sorry about that.
And the IED said that building would not be finalized until the sale would not be finalized until money is deposited in a bank account, and that hasn't occurred. So everything is up in the air.
So what time? What are we looking at? What's the timeline or anything?
I think the timeline was like December 15th was what she was looking at, but that's not firm, but that's what they're looking at right now, December 15th.
And there's no way, so there's no way of going back and trying to save the station.
I'm sorry?
There's no way of saving the station and going back on the deal.
I couldn't hear what you said, but if you said if there's no way of going back,
well, yes.
At this particular point in time, unless it falls through, and I don't know what their plan B, but I'm sure there's a plan B. But at this particular point in time, they're going with plan A. And that is if the sale goes through, it'll go through, December 15th. That's the timeline for plan number A.
So you'll have some more knowledge about this in December.
Sorry, did you?
Yeah.
You have more information for us in December.
Yes. As soon as I know anything, you know, the board will know and then everybody else will know. But at this particular point in time, it's at best limbo, but it's solid, but it's not firm to the point where they're ready to, make any type of major announcement in terms of finalizing the deal.
What's your new programming? I looked at the programming that you had coming up. One of the ones I had a problem with was Aboriginal programming, which I love Aboriginal programming, but you know, Peace Pipes and Vision has been on for over 20 years, and it seems like that was being ignored. Jacqueline has been involved with the Native community for a long period of time, and that was kind of a slap in the face, in my opinion. Have you reached out to her?
I really can't hear you. Can you speak up, or I can't understand what you're saying.
All I'm saying to you is, have you reached out to Jacqueline about doing this, about her show? And
it's on.
What?
It's on late at night at 10 p.m. on I think Tuesday or Wednesday.
I know, but you adding shows in the daytime at a better time. And it ignores the fact that she's been on for years doing what she's been doing for other shows that are not local.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes, Dwayne.
Are you sure you want to set this precedent that for the last 15 to 20 years, this board did not allow entertainment of questions from the public because it's problematic? And if you do it tonight, it probably should continue moving forward, but there has been a process and a procedure that members of the body have a right to make their comments, but they've never had a right to ask and interact with the chair, the board, or the general manager.
The only reason why I'm allowing the questions, Dwayne, and I think you know this, is because nobody wants to hear from us. They want to hear from the general manager, and he is the best person to answer the questions. That is the reason why I've allowed it, whether it has happened
in the
past.
You're putting him on the hot seat because he's getting into things that are proprietary and should not be discussed in public.
Well, can he say he cannot answer them?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I try to stay in my lane, Dwayne.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, you admonish me. I'm through with it.
I didn't admonish you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got me straight, and I'm quick. I'm shutting my mouth. What you were right. You were absolutely right in your comment.
All I'm asking is Dr. Frankie going to get in touch with programmers? And because I have not heard from him, and my co-host has not heard from him.
Well, let me set this record straight. I had a programmers meeting where everybody was invited. The programmers were invited, and we talked about the upcoming schedule and the changes. So if you didn't get the email, I don't know your email address, but we did send out invitation. I did a Zoom. I did two. So if you weren't on either one of those, then that's not my issue.
I was on one of them.
Okay.
But you were cut off.
It wasn't because I cut myself off.
I don't know who was running it, but you were cut off.
We were there for 2.5-3 hours.
Not the first one.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, so we're moving along. Did Mo ever come in? Mo.
For the record, I was just talking about the sale of the building, not other questions.
Yeah, I know. Oh, the sale of the building.
Madam Chair, are we still in
public comment? We got 4 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm watching.
My
I'm
hand
stopping.
Is up.
Whose hand? Whose hand?
I don't know how I'm registered in the system, but my hand's been up.
Okay. Did you put your name in the chat?
They don't have
on their phone. I don't have a chat.
Oh my God. Okay. Just talk.
Holy jeez. You shouldn't be the air in this thing. You're gonna explode like that.
You need to stop. Because you threatened me 3 times tonight, and I'm well aware of it, and it's recorded. You threatened me 3 times.
You think it's a threat?
Tonight.
You think that's a threat?
Yeah, you threatened me.
Oh, well, that's what you think. You're a silly lady. I don't understand why you're even on the board.
Okay, it's my turn. You need to stop. It's my turn.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So, a couple
that's
of things.
That's the reason why I missed you, because I was looking in the chat tonight. Sorry.
Okay. Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
There's a town hall meeting this coming Saturday, the 13th at 6 p.m. Central. You can go to PacificaFightBack.org, PacificaFightBack.org, if you're interested in talking about the future of Pacifica. We want positive thinking, keep all of that behavior, which I would not link to children, by the way. I like children. There were no children on the call tonight. That behavior is not to be attributed to children. If you're serious about wanting to preserve Pacifica, please join the town hall meeting on Saturday, PacificaFightBack.org. There is no legitimate reason for the Indie Media, Houston Indie Media program to be off the air. A decision was made by the National Election Supervisor during a referendum that ended on July 7th. It is insane that the show is still off the air. So I do understand that Dr. Franklin walked into a mess not of his own making, and that there are people who were involved in making that mess, who are still involved in making that mess, who are involved in some serious dog whistling. Okay, they should go hook up with the American Kennel Society, because they're good at it. Some of them are leaving the board. Let's celebrate. But, you know, that
needs
to be back on the air. The election supervisor's authority is not to make permanent programming decisions at any station. That needs to be undone yesterday. Pacifica needs young people, needs young, brave, intelligent people, needs young, brave, intelligent women, needs young, brave, intelligent women of color. Get the show back on the air. As to the other programs that Mr. Bays removed in June on advice of, you know, some wrong-headed persons, those programs should not be held to a higher standard and have to earn their way back onto the air. They should be restored to the air and then evaluated along with every other program on the grid. If you are wrongfully locked out of your apartment, the courts and the police do not say, well, go bring me your rent.
Serene.
You don't have to, yes. I'm
sorry.
Wrapping it up.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Give me 30 seconds.
Okay. Thank you.
I heard a lot tonight. You know, they don't have to prove anything. The board should be apologizing for not having stepped up and taken responsibility for ensuring a fair, collaborative process, respectful process. I sent you all the language. That's what the bylaws say. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. We're moving on with the agenda. The next thing on the agenda is the committee reports. I'm going to push them after because I'm going to get to this elector replacement LSB member that we are picking that up from last month that we didn't finish. We're going to finish that tonight. Soon as we get through with that, we will go into committee reports. Right now.
Chair, don't forget my motion.
What motion?
To restore Houston Media, Indie Media, back to the FM.
Okay, everybody has told him that,
No, my motion, it's a motion, needs to be voted on. I sent it at 9:11 again.
Okay, I'm gonna deal with that after this.
Thank you.
The programming. I only had one nomination for program representative, and that was Venetia Patel. Is there anybody else who wants to represent that position?
Go for the stack.
Bill.
I forget who it was, but there was somebody else nominated last month. It's in the agenda. I mean, yeah, it's in the minutes.
Well, you need to tell me what it is.
Well, you know, right, you don't really have to be nominated in advance. When we do these email elections, anybody can write someone in.
Okay, so whoever was last month that nominated themselves, who is that, please?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
I believe Marianne Martinez was nominated for that position.
Okay. So it's Marianne and Venetia Patel. Is anyone else wants to nominate themselves for this position? Because remember, we cannot vote on that tonight. It is going to Terry Goodman to send out the ballot. Anybody else? Right now, I have Marianne Martinez and Venetia Patel Adams.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
Also, John Geary has been the secondary ballot recipient to help Terry Goodman in several elections, and he's on this call. So if you have questions about the process, you could ask him.
I have no questions about the process. It's the same one we used at the last time we voted.
Right.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I do have a point of information, Madam Chair. Do you have any idea when the deadline would be for people to return these ballots? I'm assuming it'll go out like tomorrow or something like
that. I'm sure when Terry Goodman sent them out, he gave you a deadline to turn them in. We had nothing to do with that. He handled everything.
Pardon me, but when I have submitted items to him as a ballot, I gave him I told him the deadlines. We discussed it and came up with it together. He might not want to actually make all those decisions himself. Thank you.
The deadline. When do you guys want the deadline? Nancy wanted the deadline in last month.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
I think that it's best instead of we wasting our time, we will communicate directly with Mr. Goodman and he will tell us when is the fastest or the, you know, time that he can give us. I think that will be better than keep, you know, discussing this issue that have nothing to do and we cannot resolve without him.
Thank you so much, Adriana. And those were my thoughts exactly. That's why I said leave it up to him. He's doing us a favor.
A chair, Nancy, on the stack.
Yes, Nancy.
Last meeting, we did make a suggestion that, because we were running out of time, that the candidates please send by email because there was no time for them to motivate their campaign for this position. And Venetia has sent one by email. Can she be allowed to say it since in this meeting? And we should ask the secretary should tell Marianne to send in her campaign speech. Cause I think it's, you know, she may have forgotten or what, but she should have.
Nancy? Excuse me?
Oh!
I don't think that's fair to me. Because I
that?
Have, have not, that's me. I'm sorry,
Marianne. Oh no, that's okay. Cause I was just, when she was talking, it just dawned on me that Venetia did send her email out. So yes, you need to send yours out.
Yeah.
She really
Thank
did.
You.
So Ken, since Marianne is here, I didn't know she was here. Let them both give their campaign speech.
No, mine is not prepared yet, Nancy.
No. More delay. Oh, hurry up,
okay,
please.
Nancy, please stop. Please stop. Marianne. Can you have that out to us by the end of the day tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
She's had a month. She's had a month today.
And probably she didn't think about it because I know I haven't.
She probably forgot.
Well, you didn't ask, you're not running either. So you weren't
supposed to. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Anyway, she said she would have it out to everybody by tomorrow evening. At the end of the day, Venetia's is already out. She sent hers out. I don't know if it was today. Was it today? She sent it out today. If you don't have it, text me. I will send it to you. Because I did see it before we convened this meeting. And it's a lengthy piece. It tells what she feels, how she feels, why she should be the representative. I will get with, no, that's secretary's job. Bill will get with Mr. Goodman, cause what's his name? Mr. Gary is on here saying 3 days. Hey, tell, Mr. Goodman 3 days. Are there any other discussions about this? Cause we can't do anything about this. It's in Terry Goodman's hand. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we should say, in the next week and a half, we don't know what his schedule's like. It takes
no Gary a little time just said, prepare the ballot. Bill, uh-huh. 3 days
to send them out, not to get them back and count them, right?
3 days for you to vote, for us to vote. Thank you, Mr. Gary. Let me see if I'm saying your name right, because I'm playing tiddlywinks with my eyes just right now. Yeah, Mr. Gary. You should vote on a deadline. Terry will be happy with 3 full voting days, 3 days for you to vote. So.
After sending the ballots. Okay.
After sending the ballots. And we're going to send those ballots.
Today.
Today. We can't. How can we send the ballots today?
Oh, tomorrow. No. Day after tomorrow.
Thank you. So that's Saturday. Saturday morning. Is that okay with everybody? We told what's her name to send it out by tomorrow evening. That leaves Friday for everybody to read. Everybody, please make sure you check your emails on Friday. Saturday, the secretary will send the information, the ballot information to Mr. Goodman. Soon as Mr. Goodman gets it and he processes it, we will be telling him to give us 3 days to vote. Yes.
With a suggestion, since we get so many emails, some of us do, I suggest that the two candidates, Marianne and Venetia, send their speech every day until, you know, the ballots, deadline.
If they don't have a problem with that, that's fine by me.
Thank you.
All right. Are we finished with this discussion? Thank you. Let's move on. Committee reports.
Oh, how about my motion?
Oh God. Somebody make a motion to put any media back on immediately.
No, I make a motion. I have it written.
Well, you make the motion. Make
it. I sent it at 9:11. Central time, moved that the unjustified absence of the Houston Indy Media Show despite the end of the referendum last spring for which it was penalized by the National Election Supervisor or NES, who was and is no longer in authority, be it moved that the Houston Indy Media be moved back to the FM.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that Indy Media be put back on the FM dial.
Wendy for the stack.
Bill, then Wendy.
Well, you can let Wendy go first. It's okay.
Wendy, go ahead.
I think this is covered in the motion that was already passed. So the station manager is going to talk to the programmers that weren't on.
Wendy, girl, they want this little motion, child. You missed the whole
thing. Then I'm going to have to vote against it because it's just not appropriate. I'm a fan of that show, but this is not how you do it.
Okay, well, that's your prerogative. Your prerogative. Bill?
Well, I agree with Wendy that it's really on our part. It's also micromanaging. We should not be telling the GM how to deal with any specific show. It's okay for people to give recommendations or whatever, but I know there were multiple factors involved with that, and we don't have time to talk about it all tonight. And at any rate,
okay, Bob,
I think
right.
Wendy was right. Start covering the other motion.
I mean, Madam
Chair,
I can give context.
Okay, first of all, Venetia,
yeah.
Help.
Yes.
Everybody knows why Indie Media should be back on the radio. Bob said something. What is it, Bob?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we vote on an amendment to this motion? And then we went to public comment or to some other direction. And we never voted, on the actual motion.
We voted for all the shows.
Nancy on the stack.
What is it, Nancy?
I respect Wendy and Bill's, opinion. However, this is a special case in which the NES violated our bylaws, and the bylaws in Article 4, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions, the fifth line from the bottom. And it says that the NES has the authority to suspend a show that has violated the referendum at that time. It was a referendum, not even the election.
Can
do the sole authority to remove it until the end of that election, which finished in the spring of this year. So, for the NES to have, made this show penalize a second election was against the bylaws. It was violated. And this was happening way before Dr. Franklin came, but this is a point of the bylaws being violated. This does not, please do not confuse this with telling the manager what to do. This is a violation of the bylaws that was, happened, and we are about governance, and we should follow the bylaws. Thank you.
Adriana. Yes, Madam Chair. I'm very sorry, but I agree exactly on the violation of the bylaw that Nancy just pointed out. We vote in a motion to obviously give the general manager to do his job like he should, but in this case, clear violation of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, that if we do not point at that, the only thing that we are doing, we are perpetuating that violation. That's why it's exactly, Nancy exactly read what the bylaw said about it. It's not the same case that all the other cases. Is something totally different and have to do with two elections ago. Thank you.
I agree.
Lyndon,
I wasn't supposed to agree to that, but agree. Go ahead, Lyndon. Seemed like it was somebody but go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't believe that this has anything to do with the bylaws. They did violate the fair election, and that they were taken off the air then, but they weren't put back on the air. And I think that was a decision of the general manager. I don't think it was a bylaw amendment issue. I think the issue is that they don't raise any money.
This is Courtney. I'm on the show. If anybody wants to know what actually happened, I can tell you.
Courtney.
Who is letting her speak? This is the
She's
LFA
letting
meeting.
Herself speak, okay? I just
put him
to it. You always rising up and won't let me handle it. But go on, Lyndon.
Yeah, I think this is not a violation of the bylaws. They are trying to twist it so they can get...
Nancy, please stop
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Sorry. Madam Chair, for the record...
Ms. Patel.
Madam Chair, for the record, what the previous speaker said is, what the previous speaker said was completely false. So I just want that on the record.
Can somebody call for the question? What did you say, Lyndon?
Orders of the day.
May I read the bylaws? So for everybody.
We know what the motion is. Let us
know the bylaws. May I read it so Lyndon can enlighten
himself. We know what it says.
No, we already know. Madam Chair.
Orders of the day. That means you go
orders
back.
Orders of the day. Exactly.
Extend time if there's a thing, if there's something else. It takes 2/3 to extend
Bill,
time.
Can we vote, please?
Okay.
We can argue this point all night long. But
no, it's very
line,
clear in the bylaws, Sandra.
This motion is to
suspension until the end of the
very clear
Nancy's
that everybody
motion
has a goddamn vote.
And the NES?
Okay, the vote is to approve
the NES
Nancy's motion.
Order.
Teresa Allen, how do you vote?
Teresa, go ahead.
Teresa, how do you vote?
Allen votes no.
Teresa votes no. Adriana Castaneve?
Vote yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier votes no. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Lyndon votes no. Bob Gartner?
What are we voting on?
Nancy's motion.
Oh, my God.
I vote
motion.
Yes.
Bob votes yes. Patrick White? Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis?
Dwayne.
Mike Lewis votes no.
Mike votes no. Marianne Martinez?
No.
Marianne votes no. Paula Miller?
Not voting.
Okay. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Vinisha Patel Adams?
It's not fair that we were not allowed to have a full discussion on this motion.
How do you vote?
You should be recusing yourself, too.
How do you vote?
I vote yes.
Vinisha votes yes. Sandra Rawling?
I vote no.
Sandra votes no. Darrell Robbins? Can't hear
I vote
Darrell.
No.
Okay, Darrell votes no. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Nancy Sabara-Nartomi?
Nancy votes yes.
Nancy votes yes. Wendy
with
Shrell?
The bylaws.
Wendy?
I don't think anybody's getting it, but I vote no.
Wendy votes no. Deb Schaff?
You'll probably get what you want.
No.
Okay, Deb votes no. Richard Giselle, if you're on the call. Don't see you. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
No.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Egberto Willis? I don't know if he's on the call. Let me go back. The people I didn't hear, speak up if you want to vote. Patrick Hoyt, Dwayne Lark, Richard Giselle, Rita Washington, Egberto Willis. Any of you want to vote? Okay, let me count the votes. We have 6 yes. 11 no. You wish to vote, Madam Chair?
No. I mean, Dwayne, I'm not voting.
Not voting. So 6 yes, 11 no. Motion
Dwayne
fails.
Dwayne got back on the call. I couldn't get in on the Zoom, but I did call in, and my vote is yes.
Okay. Although the voting's closed.
Let him vote. Don't go there.
I just stated nobody would let me in the Zoom. I had
okay
to call a couple of times.
Okay, I'll add your vote.
Sorry. I hope you all have board training next year for the new board.
What's that?
Absolutely.
We just violated the bylaws. This is going to go
to
the
I hope they get some
now
home training.
Can y'all let him declare the vote? I don't even know what the vote is.
Stop being
yeah, it was 7 yes, training, including Dwayne's, and 11 no, so it fails.
The very thing they complain about.
Okay, so.
So that was 10 no, right? Is that correct?
11. 11.
Oh, 11.
Yeah. Okay, so we are at the 9:36 mark. It will, does any, okay, let me ask, committee chairs, and that includes the PNB directors. Do you have anything that's important that needs to be said tonight? If not, we're going to table your reports.
Nancy on stack.
This is Linda. I have a report.
Okay. Nancy? Well, wait a minute.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I have a report as well.
All right.
After Linda or Wally or Dwayne.
Lyndon, how do I take out in order? Sandra, Lyndon, Wally, and Dwayne. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Lyndon. I'll go and I'll just mention one part and come back if there's anything else on my list that is not covered. There have been some developments in the sale of the property, and we're going to have an executive meeting tomorrow night concerning that. And part of that meeting is going to be discussing how much information we can give to our LSB. But I think they're going to want to have this us telling y'all what is going on in an executive session. So if y'all want to find out the latest skinny, then we'll probably have to call an executive session. I'll leave that up to y'all. And
okay,
that's it for me.
Sandra.
Hi, thank you. Okay, so yeah, to reiterate what Lyndon has previously stated, there is going to be an emergency executive session meeting tomorrow night regarding the sale of the KPFT property at 419 Lovett Boulevard. There's not much more over that other than I am still strongly petitioning that we have something in writing that designates what KPFT as a unit of Pacifica gets to retain from the sale of the property to rebuild and create a new space for our studio. I think there was a couple of other things. The interim executive director stated that we got approved and received $350,000 from the Small Business Administration EIDL loan. That money is pretty much already spent on what Pacifica owes. Did I go back to the JFC written in writing? We want to know what we get. We want something in writing regarding what's going to happen with KPFT and a new location and a build out.
And we need our directors saying that we need as much as possible. I mean, we need to get it all and then they can go from there, you know? There's no way that they would our station and not have to live in prior days. You know,
I agree. We are all on the same side here because we are all from KPFT Houston. So we are all on the same side here. The building, the lot, the dirt is being sold, and I can't speak to particulars, but long story short,
ask your question.
There is going to be money exchanging hands.
I know. I'm just saying, start it from not how much do we get. Tell us how much we get it all.
Okay. Never mind. I was trying to be logical, and maybe that's not my strong suit.
Didn't that person just say we should have to get help to have board training?
Oh my God!
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. Did I do something wrong here?
No,
I am just trying to explain.
Oh my God! Y'all be so busy into y'all.
I got it. We agree on this, Sandra. It's all good.
there's a question on the floor for you. That's all I wanted to say to you, Sandra.
Yes. I want
Is
there a question on the floor for me?
Sandra, I want to ask you a question. May I?
explain what I know is going on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we know, we know. She's ready to ask her questions. So just listen. Adriana's up.
Okay.
Sandra, you said about an executive session meeting. I didn't hear who's calling that executive session. Is the PMB? Is the CAPE? Is our LSP? I didn't understand. Where is that information? That is my question.
Okay. Thank you, Adriana. The question is easily answered by telling you that the chair of the Pacifica National Board, in conjunction with the interim executive director, Lydia Brazon, has called an emergency meeting for tomorrow night of the PMB in executive session to discuss the latest offer for the sale, the transfer of the property at 419 Lovett Boulevard. Thank you. Thank you for the question.
Nancy has a question.
Go ahead.
Yes, Sandra, do you think it is wise for people who love KPFT to write a letter to the FJC asking them to give us enough money to go move to new digs? Or should we be shunned to silence about that? Because it's in their hands.
This is
Madam Chair, may I respond?
Yeah, she asked you the question. And then Linda,
okay,
you can answer too.
Nancy, my response to your question is I don't know what anybody thinks is wise, but long story short, if we want to move KPFT forward, if we want to relocate and build a new studio, then my goal is that the profits, the proceeds from the sale of 419 Lovett Boulevard have a designation in writing from the FJC people who we owe money to, and from the Pacifica Foundation, who we are a part of, that we have something in writing that designates that we will have X number of dollars set aside to rebuild and establish a new studio for KPFT, and that all members of our community will be welcomed, and we can put aside all the bullshit and the infighting and all that crap. But we have to work together to make that happen. So that's my answer to that question. I don't know what's going to happen. I cannot predict what will happen tomorrow.
Maybe
but I know
we have left in this segment.
I got you, Dwayne. Linda, answer.
Okay. Yeah, I would ask that you hold off on writing any letters right now. We're going to have a meeting tomorrow night. It was called by Alex Steinberg, the chair, and James Agerton, the head of the finance committee, and myself. They need three people, so they called me. I said, yes, I'll sign on. So we're having a meeting tomorrow night, and as soon as we can have an executive session of the LSB, we'll fill you in on everything we know, or everything we're allowed to tell you, at least.
All right, thank you. Wally.
I have nothing to add to that. I agree.
Dwayne. Okay, thank you, Wally. Dwayne.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. And Lyndon, thank you for correcting the record that the IED doesn't have the authority to call any kind of meetings. In fact, can't even make motions. But you did state who called the meeting for what purpose has been stated over three times in the last 6 minutes. What I would say is that the FJC just didn't even want to be public. In fact, they admonished us 3 years ago when we were using their names out here in diaspora. They didn't even want people to know that they were the ones who lend the money for whatever reason, because there probably more 15,000 other people at their door who are in trouble just like we are. And yet we've been throwing their names out. So I think it would not be beneficial to the foundation based on the fact that they say they don't want it to be public for anybody to be writing letters to them telling them what to do. More importantly, I think it's water under the bridge that we're going to get an agreement with them to say how much we're going to let out. We asked the lawyer to do that even when we went into negotiations for a extension on this loan. He didn't do it. So that ain't going to happen. Now, here's the problem to address the board member who said, oh, it don't happen that way. When you sell a house or when you sell any property and when you're at closing, one of the reasons why you pay for a title is for the person who buying it to know who all owes something, who got liens on this property. So I'm explaining to you, as I did the last three meetings, how this works. There's a lien on this property. It's called from FJC. Most of the time, if any of y'all ever bought a house, ever bought property, then what the closing process is that the lien and the people who owe money are paid first. Then you get the difference. So FJC, quite frankly, could be at the closing table, theoretically, when they call the title company and tell them, hey, we've got a lien on that property. And they could take it off if they want to. Now, I've said it to you before. I don't believe they will because they've shown good faith up to this point. But let's make it clear. We don't have an agreement. We don't have in writing what the payout will be. We ask their mercy. So to say get it off, you wouldn't even get that if you were at the closing with your house and you owe somebody something for doing remodeling or you owe somebody because you got a reverse mortgage or something like that. So just know how business works. Now, let me close by saying, since this is my last meeting.
Well, I was going to give all of you whose last meeting this is an opportunity to say your goodbye. So start it off, Dwayne.
What point of order? Point of order, Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
This is not our last meeting. This 2021 board continues until the December meeting when we vote on bylaw amendments. And after we vote, we adjourn and the new board takes roll call. So please, everybody, Darrell, everybody who's going off, don't disappear.
As I said, Nancy, before you interrupted me, this is my last meeting.
Oh.
Now, I'm not going to be at another meeting. Okay. Now, having said that, it's been an interesting 10-year run serving KPFT, LXB, and the Pacifica National Board. Long 10 years, arduous 10 years. There have been good, bad, ugly, and horrible experiences. Notably,
12 years.
You're screaming in my ear.
Notably good has been serving with true progressives and Anglos who support diversity and empowerment of non-Anglo citizens of this country and members of Pacifica. Another notable positive is participating in the effort to put Pacifica on a slightly, slightly better financial position than it was when I found it. What has been most disappointing in my experience as a Pacifican and as an LSB and PNB member is to witness so-called progressives and liberals, Anglos, who seem to have a disdain for Trump, but display Trump-like behavior. These purveyors of elitism and Ku Klux Klan behavior mirrors or imitate conservative and racist, even though they don't want to be called that. But not one of the perpetrators of these racist acts want to admit they are racist, even when their behavior proves it. I've witnessed the Anglo majority of KPFT local station board electing all Anglo delegations to the PNB and the Anglo members of the national board electing all Anglo officers. And again, no one wants to be described as a racist in 2021, you wouldn't think that would be possible in this great country that I've served. This KPFT board election, look at it. All Anglos with the exception of one elected. But listen, I've also witnessed delegates from KPFT vote against pro-KPFT motions I brought forward at the national level. Then several months later, proposed similar motions to give preferential treatment to KPFT. What hypocrisy at its finest. No shame calling white privilege in a progressive organization. Tasteless. People who bring lawsuits against the organization costing hundreds of thousands of dollars or more in attorney fees two times, like Bill Crozier, and not be held accountable at any level.
as an affront to what I believe Pacifica should stand for. Friends electing incompetent friends to office of positions at the expense of the organization. Even as bad, Lyndon Foley describing my behavior as rage, which is a code word the Ku Klux Klan used to murder and terrorize black people for the last 300 years. Mobs reigned the countryside, terrorizing and murdering black people who stood up against racism and exclusion. And I stand to do it today, but I'm not going to be murdered. I'm not going to be terrorized. No shame in promoting this behavior in 2021. For now, I leave you representing and having represented the interests of those who voted for me with vigor and great sacrifice. For those of you who think I am to this or to that, I did not do it for you or to you, but for the underrepresented and in the memory of the slaves who built this country, and also the Negroes, colors, and otherwise marginalized people of this country, past and present. My ancestors inspired me to hold you accountable and to give you hell when to pay when it was necessary and you deserve it. This has been my mantra. This has been my motivation. This has been my cause. 10 years is a long damn time with so-called progressives. Farewell to you racist distractors, and farewell to my cohort fighting for equity and equality. Thank you.
12 years. Thank you.
12 years. Correct me. That hurts even more.
Okay, so does anybody else want to say farewell?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, thank you. Dwayne, your comments are very heartfelt. I get it. A lot of us have been in the midst of this for a long time. And we have seen, we've witnessed how things get manipulated and just all screwy. But I still believe that Pacifica represents something good in all of us, that we want to work together, that we will do better, that we acknowledge our shortcomings and we aspire to do better. I'm done with Pacifica at this point because, you know, I've participated, I volunteered, I had good intentions, and
thank you for all the good stuff that you did.
Madam Chair,
I have been, you know, chastised and bullied. And at some point, I just kind of have to let it go because there are things more important. You know, I always thought Pacifica and KPFT Houston in particular was the most important thing because it was radio. It was a way to reach out and acknowledge and connect with everyone in our community. And then everyone in our community started calling each other names and they started debiting bad behavior. And I'm done with that. You know, my job now, I'm 62 years old. My job now is to try to do better.
Be a rock
and
star.
I would wish that for everyone,
Adriana,
and every one of you. I'm not going to sign off with a, oh, screw you. I'm going to sign off with a, I wish you all the best.
Is that Adriana off the board?
Well done.
Madam Chair.
I don't know. Let me see what she wants.
Exactly. I want to clarify something because I'm hearing that most people are saying that goodbye, and the bylaws very clearly said that the next meeting,
Adriana, we need to vote
in the bylaws. It's not the new board.
I know that, Adriana, and I think that everybody
is. Thank you, everybody.
And Adriana, the reason why I wanted to do this night is because next month, I don't want to have all these discussions with new people coming into the arena. I mean, it's like, can y'all just go with the flow for a minute? It's a reason for things. Maybe it's my communications background sitting up knowing how to pick and choose and knowing how to change things around. But y'all don't even let nobody get through that. Everybody knows they have to be at the meeting next month. Everybody knows that.
What?
But I don't want to have to go through all of this because I do feel like... I do feel like those that are leaving that have been here forever, they need to say goodbye.
So let me check up my...
That does not mean goodbye is next tonight. They just need to say goodbye tonight. If they want to. They don't have to.
Okay, am I up? Am I the last person?
Okay, and we have 3 minutes. And let me just say something to you that y'all should know by now. Paula's going to adjourn this meeting in 3 minutes. Now, everything that we did not get to, we will get to it next meeting. And I'm going to write out the agenda specifically to get through it. Go ahead, Wendy.
Am I the last one?
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, let me just say that I started this when my kids were 4 and 8 years old. So I feel like I put in a lot of time and in the end, you know, now it seems like everything's worse than ever. And so I'm really sorry, but when I started, there was like no other place to get any kind of progressive news in Houston, Texas, and, you know, and it's such a radio wasteland, but at this point, especially after COVID, all kinds of people have just made their own podcasts and they've passed us up. You don't need all this stuff anymore, which is probably a lot to do with why our listeners have just left, you know, so besides that having reruns and canned shows for a year and a half. So we can save KPFT, but it's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take people perhaps trying to approach different ways of getting what they want than to constantly be talking shit about the radio station in the public and making everybody think that we're so, you know, far gone that we're not worth helping. If you just put the radio station first, I would love to have had lunch with Dwayne Lark sometime. I mean, maybe we could still do that sometime. I would like to know what the heck you want because I've never been able to find out in all this time. We all could be big friends, but we gotta have some kind of event, some kind of fun, some kind of doing great stuff for KPFT. We're not as important as we make ourselves to be in these meetings, and this has been kind of the weirdest one ever, but I love y'all anyway, and, thank you very much, and yeah, I'm still here, but I'm gonna be offering advice, but I'm not gonna, I don't know.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Madam Chair.
No, come on, you guys.
Dr. Franklin,
I forgot.
Never like closure talk.
I forgot about Bill Paula. I'm sorry. I'm
Dr.
sorry,
Dr. Franklin
Paula.
Still on?
Yeah, he is.
$19.95 a month to have a Zoom and have one of the personnel do the Zoom meeting so we don't have to have a member. Who does it and get off when they want to get off or shut off when they want to get off. This
First of all, we already have one.
No. It's better.
We already have one.
No.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, we already have a meeting.
KPFT has its own Zoom account. When did I find out about it?
I'm not talking about our Zoom account. I'm talking
about
way back when. Once upon a time, we used to meet once a month in person.
Yeah,
and then after COVID, we started meeting and streaming through our Maestro account. And then others involved the Zoom account. Okay, so, you know, that's kind of the progression
of
what's been going on.
I go back far
but
enough to remember when
irregardless,
Bill was
people
have a good evening, everyone.
Who are going to